Number 482, the CBC Bank, is known throughout Petersham and Leichhardt for having fabulously smooth-writing biros affixed to the counters. Theft is becoming a problem. Old ladies with embroidery scissors, young men with brute force. The managers keeping the source of these magical pens a secret. Despite the thefts, a lot of new accounts have been opened. Number 484, Raz Boutique, casual day and evening wear. The young lady who works in this shop, Sarah, has many boys with crushes on her. Their pretexts for shopping there are easy to see through: a mother's birthday, a sister's graduation present. The only boy Sarah is interested in, she is mistaken about. He is actually a cross-dresser. Number 486, John Wayne's Discount Shoes. The proprietor, John Wayne, is famous for his bright red cowboy boots. They make a very particular sound when he walks, a hollow tin noise like a cowbell. People can always hear him coming. His enemies, a few of which are located further up the street, mock him for these shoes. Number 488, Venus Jewellery. Every night, a woman walks past after closing time and stares miserably into the window display. She covets a gold and diamond pendant in the shape of a flying horse. She can't afford it because the only job she can get is either house cleaning or ironing shirts. The necklace becomes a symbol of all her desires for a better life. One day, returning home from one of her cleaning jobs, she spies Tara Stevens, one of her employers, inside Venus Jewellery, trying on the necklace. At Tara Stevens' house the next week, she spies the necklace on the dressing table. She steals it. Number 490, Modern Pharmacy. The pharmacist here owns a collection of cuckoo clocks. If you happen to be shopping here on the hour, you can hear the chirping from his flat upstairs. Number 492, The Aeropolis Milk Bar. One particular group of construction workers stop here in the afternoon to hang out on the orange stools along the counter, eat steak sandwiches, and drink solo. Their mates go down to the bald-faced stag, but none of these guys drink. Some for religious reasons, others have had trouble with alcohol in the past. Mrs. Poulos, who works the counter, thinks they are lovely boys and gives them extra onions and switches the radio from Greek to classic hits. Number 494, Popular Tiles. When the store owner looks at the sign for his store and reads Popular, he often thinks how unpopular he was as a child. Recently, a man who he remembered as a particular bully from school came in to look at vinyl floor coverings. He had two children with him, hyperactive boys with bulging eyes and sticking out ears. The store owner made sure to turn the framed photo of his daughter around so the bully could see how pretty and well-behaved she looked. Number 496, Retrovision. Due to their wall of television sets, the young guy who works here has become addicted to daytime soaps: Days of Our Lives, The Young and the Restless, General Hospital. He has been known to ignore customers during climactic scenes. Number 500, Doria Proprietary Limited, Furniture and Electrical. In 30 years, these couches will be as good as new, the manager has a habit of saying about the deluxe lounge suites. If we had a time machine to take us to 2006 and see where these couches are now, we could see if he was correct. Number 504, Action Canvas, Camping and Travel Goods. Are recovering from the theft of their open-close sign, which the owner had hand-painted during his last holiday. The open side pictured him and his family waving beside a caravan and the words, "Come on in," and the closed side pictured tents under moonlight with the words, "Gone camping." Who would steal an open-closed sign? Police are investigating. Number 506, Morris Menswear. There is nothing that can make a man happier than a new shirt. Number 508, La Fiorentina, Italian Cake Shop. The light in the kitchen can be seen blazing late into the night as many tiered wedding cakes are built. Rumour has it that when the proprietor's daughter is married next year, they will attempt a world record for the wedding cake with the most tiers. Number 510, Miramir Italian Restaurant. A corner table is reserved for a man who dines here every evening at 8 p.m. He is deaf and communicates via notepads and pens he's stolen from the CBC bank. He has eaten the same meal every night for the last 3 months, vegetable soup, spaghetti bolognese, and a carafe of house wine. Number 512, Maria Beauty Salon. Two regular customers have a game in which they leave notes for one another in the magazines. These notes are always written on page 10 of the magazines, usually with a pen from the CBC bank. They say things like, "You're looking great today," or have a drawing of a bunch of flowers. Maria hasn't been able to work out who they are yet. Number 514, Eagle Star Dry Cleaners. Their slogans are, "The world's best dry cleaners," and "We may be beaten by prices, but our quality is unbelievable." Andrew, who runs Eagle Star, regards John Wayne from 486 as his nemesis. Both have the same interest, American kitsch. Their feud began next door, in the Opportunity Boutique, where John Wayne purchased a box of memorabilia from the New York World's Fair for $10, just as Andrew entered the store. Now every time Andrew hears John Wayne's cowboy boots, he feels tense. Number 516, Opportunity Boutique. Maureen, who works here, likes neither John Wayne nor Andrew. She thinks their obsession with America is unpatriotic. Her hobby is to sew tapestry versions of Tom Roberts' paintings. She cries when she hears the national anthem. Number 518, Istanbul Food. Maureen has given the family who run Istanbul Food one of her tapestries. They hung it on the wall at the back of the store to be polite, but they don't know what to make of it. Worst of all, some kind of bugs are eating the thread, tiny brown beetles. The proprietor's 10-year-old son imagines that they are special Turkish beetles that hitched a ride in the shipping container that brought their imported goods. He imagines them eating everything in the Opportunity Boutique next door, and then everything in every shop in the street. Number 520, Ashley's Pharmacy, the chemist on the corner. The beetles actually come from Ashley's Pharmacy, where the pharmacist, a frustrated entomologist, has successfully managed to breed the beetles to plague proportions. They're eating everything. He is frantically trying to create a poison that will stop them breeding before they infest the whole block of shops and devour them.